This is Demon. This is Demon FM.
Hello and welcome to Demon FM.
Hello, it's Outer Mission time.
Woo! So today me and Alex are going to be doing a very special show.
Oh, I'm very excited for it. Like, as you know, we do lots of food stuff and we've got it down for this one for one very specific food.
Yes, so obviously yesterday was Pancake Day, so me and Alex today will be talking about pancakes.
Now, I did say it was going to be all about pancakes, our show, but I was getting a bit ahead of myself.
Yeah, I feel like we should have maybe intro'd this first, but because, you know, you don't want a whole hour of pancakes, Rihanna very lovingly made us some curry goat for cooking with Rihanna this week.
Like, this sounds really good.
Yes, I've seen the pictures as well, and it looks amazing.
I love a good curry.
Yes, me too. I've been making a lot of curries recently, so I'm excited about Rihanna's creation. So yeah, this is Rihanna making her famous curry goat.
Cooking with Rihanna. Hi guys, welcome back to another Cooking with Rihanna. Today, I thought I'd put some spice into the show by making a traditional Caribbean curry goat with rice and peas. So let's get cooking. Okay, so I'm gonna start off by boiling the meat in my Dutch pot, but if you don't have one, you can use a saucepan, don't worry about it. So just add some water to the pot and bring it to the boil for about 15 minutes just to clean up the meat a bit. So after that's done, just drain off the water in a colander, then add the meat in a big mixing bowl. Okay, so heat up some oil in the Dutch pot or your saucepan, and while that's happening, grab a whole onion and about 3 cloves of garlic and cut them up. We don't really measure things in the Caribbean culture. We just throw a bit of this in there, a bit of that there, you know, taste as we go along. We measure with our eyes, you know. But so add some curry powder, some ground pimento, black pepper, some salt, thyme, and, you know, some other spices. Make it your own. And then add that to the bowl with the meat. So just mix it all up until the meat is coated. Yes. Okay, so add the meat back into the pot and just brown it for about 10 minutes or so. Then add some water and cover it. Leave it to boil away for about 1 hour 45 to 2 hours. I mean, it's a long dish, but trust me guys, it's so, so worth it. Okay, so while the meat is cooking, we're gonna make the rice and peas. Okay, so get your basmati rice, and just like the last recipe, I'm going to wash my rice just to get rid of some of the starch, because it's just what I like to do. Then bring the water up to a boil and add the rice back in with the salt, pepper, garlic granules, and some mixed herbs. Let that cook for about 8 minutes until it's light and fluffy. Okay, so once your rice is almost cooked, you're gonna want to add in the kidney beans. I'm just using the kidney beans from the tin, but you can use like fresh kidney beans that you soak overnight. So I'm just using the kidney beans from a tin. So drain off a little bit of the water, but keep a bit back so you can use that to color your rice and make it brown. So add that in, then go ahead and add just a bit more of the spices because some might have drained away with the water. And then go and add some tomato paste. Okay, so mix that all up, you know, just get it all incorporated. You know, make sure that it's all mixed together. And then once your meat is nice and tender and it's soft and it's almost falling off the bone, we're going to go ahead and serve it all up. So grab your bowl or your plate or whatever you like to eat curry out of and enjoy. Another way to enjoy this dish is to have it with some fried dumplings or some vegetables or even some plantain on the side. I also like to have it with some steamed veg, but I thought I'd keep it simple for you guys. So yeah. So you can find a picture of my favourite Caribbean meal at DemonFM on Twitter.
Yes, so that was Rihanna showing us how to make her famous curry goat.
I love good curry, and like, I was just mentioning what to the guys whilst we were listening to that. I bought myself a rice cooker recently, and it might be the best like purchase I've ever made from a kitchen. Like, I eat a lot of curries, so it was
like perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are always like, "I want a rice cooker," and my mum has one, and she uses it like constantly. So maybe I should invest in one.
Yeah, like they don't have to be too expensive. So absolutely.
Yeah, I think Mum's was like a reasonable price. Right. I'll have to have a look online. I'll see. Maybe next week I'll have a rice cooker and I'll be happy.
Hopefully for me, like my next week's going to have a blender because I've been missing my breakfast quite a bit. So I'm like, well, I better have like smoothies or something.
So many cooking utensils.
Yeah.
That I feel I need that I probably don't, but. You know, Rihanna's inspired us. Do you think you're going to try and make the curry goat, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I haven't really had goat much. Like,
I don't think I've ever eaten goat in my life.
I've had sheep stuff, like lamb and mutton, but not...
I don't think I've ever had lamb either. Is that bad?
No, it's fine.
Is that bad?
It's fine.
Producer James is giving me a very dirty look. I've never had chicken wings either. People found that weird the other day.
Okay, no, that is in that's my life. A bit weird.
But... doesn't really appeal to me, so I'm sorry, we're going to get into this argument again where everyone has a go at me for not eating meat. So I'm going to move on swiftly. Unfortunately, Scott, who is a member of our team, is not here today.
Aww.
I know, it's so sad. So beam me up with Scotty later. We will have a special version, but we will keep that in a bit of a suspense.
Bit of a secret.
Yeah, until later on. But Rihanna and Scott did get together and they cooked some pancakes together yesterday because it was pancake day.
Yes.
So this is how they got on.
Scott, I'm here with Rihanna. How you doing? To the very special cooking of Rihanna. We've got two on this show, so we're doing extra well. Yep. So it's me, Scott. I'm here with Rihanna. How you doing?
I'm good.
Been doing a lot of cooking this week.
Been doing a lot of cooking.
A lot of cooking. Now it's my turn to show you what I can do in the kitchen.
Yeah, please, because... I can't make pancakes for some reason.
And for some reason, this is my specialty. Pancakes are something that I've always been good at doing. So I'm finally in the Cooking with Rihanna kitchen. I'm honoured. We're only going for something basic, but as it's the week of like pancake day, I know we're a day out, but you know what?
It still makes sense. We can still do it.
We're still going to eat some pancakes. We're going to absolutely love life here. So we're not doing any of the packet stuff. We don't do that here.
No, we don't do packets.
No. We do...
Everything fresh.
We do everything fresh. Everything fresh. So we're following a basic little recipe. Thing with pancakes is you only need three ingredients.
That's true.
You need milk, flour, and eggs, and you're done.
See, that's weird, though, because I always get it wrong, and I don't know how.
What do you... What?
Three ingredients, and I get it wrong.
What do you get wrong?
I don't know.
Okay. But... So, it's only going to be a quick one, because it's very quick and easy to cook. We've measured out all our ingredients. It's about 300 millilitres of milk, 100 grams of flour, and 2 large eggs. That's all you need to make the batter. So you could be adding that all together. So we've weighed out our flour and we've already cracked our egg in there. And the milk is in, so now we've just got to whisk it. And you want to whisk it into a nice sort of thick kind of like... goop sort of thing. I don't really know how to...
A goop.
Yeah, you just know, like, when you're mixing it, you know when it's done. So I've just got to add a little bit more. There you go. What are you saying?
Nice. That looks like a goop.
Yeah, that's you know what I mean?
Very, very goopy.
It's like a thick, creamy sort of thing. And so once you've done that, obviously you want to just get your pan, nice hot pan, always important. Always important to have a nice hot pan. You want to put a bit of olive oil on. Ooh. That's just us going to the cupboard to get some...
Cupboards are very full, guys.
Yeah, very Don't full, mind. Very full. You know, cooking with Rihanna's always prepared.
Do I have all those ingredients ready?
You have indeed. So we're just going to add a splash of oil. I'm really looking forward to eating these.
I am as well. Like, I haven't had a pancake since New York, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're the American-style pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of them.
Really?
I'm old school, yeah, nice and thin.
Like a crepe.
Yeah, a little bit burnt on the outside. Do you know what I mean?
Both. They're both very special to my heart.
So yeah, now this is now the pan's nice and warm. I'm just going to add the batter, and you don't want to add too much. You just want to coat the bottom of the pan. So that's just a touch more there, and we are good to go. Ooh. There you go.
That's nice.
So there we go. We're just going to spread that around a little bit.
Oh.
Do you know what? This may be my best one yet.
Really? Are you going to go for the toss?
Never on the first one, because if you toss the first one, game over.
The first one's always a practice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, this may not be the one to toss, but... You wanna flip at least one. It's a tradition.
Maybe the next one.
It's an absolute tradition. So one of the key things is with a spatula to keep it from sticking to the bottom of the pan, because you don't want, you know, you don't want your pancake to burn. So it's nearly at that point where I've got to, you know, flip it over, and we get to see the nice golden brown end of the pancake, and then we cook the other side, and then, you know, it's ready to eat, which is obviously the best bit about pancakes.
You going for the toss?
I'm going for a flip.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
There we go.
That was good. Oh my gosh. That was a really good toss.
Thank you. There's one of my better ones. Normally I mess up the first one. So yeah, now you just leave it on there for one more minute. You know, just to get the other side nice golden brown. And then...
See, I'm learning.
It's the best...
Didn't think I would learn from you, but...
I know.
Thank you.
A lot of people... I don't know why it is, but... Oh, for the lunchtime show, I've got a reputation of not being able to cook and having bad taste in food.
I mean,
but
you do.
We're not getting into that now. Nah. Yeah, so now this is cooked. It's all about the plating and the presentation.
Presentation is key.
So, that's all from us. Have a look on the old Twitter.
Demon FM.
At Demon FM. For a visual of the beautiful pancakes. That I'm making for Rihanna.
I'm excited to eat them.
So, enjoy, and tweet us in about the pancakes you had.
Demon FM.
Watch out! Better save me some lunch.
Can I take your order, please?
And that was a song that I tend to link to Ice Age, but Jess links to something very different.
So many people have said this to me recently, because I keep playing it, because it's like I played it on repeat for like an hour with my friends yesterday when we were making pancakes, and they all told me to turn off the Ice Age song, but it's the Matilda song from the first scene of Matilda where she's like, well, not the first one, but where she's like making pancakes and she's like pointing at everything and everything's moving and all her powers. Oh, it's amazing. I watched that. I've seen on YouTube quite a bit, because
but
it
that
makes
is
me
definitely
happy
why.
Inside of me.
But because of pancakes, that's why I picked a bit of Rusted Root. Bit of
yes.
Send Me On My Way is
it just
because
reminds me of that.
Not Ice Age, but Matilda.
Matilda. If anyone else links it with Matilda, tweet in. Let us know.
I haven't
Prove
seen
Alex
Matilda
wrong.
In a very, very long time. Like
how?
I hardly remember like what
how?
It's about.
It's like my. It's still from the, when it first came out and I first watched it till now. It's like one of my favorite films ever and one of my favorite books. I don't know why. I love it so much.
I remember liking it when I watched it, but it's been such a long time.
It's so, so, so good. Danny DeVito's in it, which just
yes,
makes it even
of course.
Better. So, you know, anything Danny DeVito's in, you're like, yes, amazing.
It's very good.
Yes. And, yeah, it's just the best film ever. And you should go home after this and watch it, Alex. And if you don't, I'll be very upset.
All right.
So, yeah, that's what's
convinced
happened today.
Me.
Yes, I've convinced him. It's all good. I'm happy now. But, yes, onto pancakes. That's why we played that song.
Absolutely.
A little link to the old... pancakes. And we just heard Scott and Rihanna talk about them making their pancakes. Do you think you're gonna try their recipe when you get home?
I'll say like I definitely should, because I kind of missed it yesterday. I was like it wasn't until I got home and it was like quite late in the evening. I was like, one sec, I've missed something. And like, I checked my calendar and I just see Shrove Tuesday all day. I'm like,
oh no. I know, all social media yesterday was everyone like flipping pancakes and stuff, and it was great. I loved it.
Like,
one of my friends, like you, forgot. So we're doing Shrove Thursday as well now. So
to play catch up.
Yes, yeah, so like that he doesn't feel as bad that he missed it. So that's
get all the cheap after pancake Shrove
Tuesday.
Yeah, because
we have loads of ingredients now for pancakes. But the whole point of Pancake Day was to like use up all your ingredients. But now we have so many ingredients.
And special pancake.
Yeah.
Like make
so
your
we're
own
gonna
mixes.
We're going to be making pancakes for the next like month. Which is fine. I'm okay with that.
I'll have to pick up like a lot of like sweet things to go on top of mine.
Yeah, it was good. We have loads
of rashes
of stuff.
Of bacon.
Oh, no, thanks. Speaking of rashes of bacon, obviously Scott and Rihanna were saying their recipe, which is like the classic recipe, which has milk and eggs in it. And so for all the vegans out there... Shrove Tuesday is a sad, sad day because you can't have normal people pancakes. But yesterday when I was making pancakes with my friends, I made them, I forced them to all make vegan pancakes with me, and they all loved them.
What was the difference? I mean, you got to take out like the milk and eggs, but like what went instead?
So this was the recipe. If anyone, I'll give you a minute to get some paper down so that you all know. Okay, you ready? It's 150 grams of plain flour, 2 tablespoons of caster sugar, although we put 3 in because... sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 300 milliliters of water and then a tablespoon of oil. Put that in a pan and it makes the perfect pancakes. And I was worried at first because I was like, oh no, they're going to be awful.
It sounds
and
like it'd just be really runny. Like, if no, it's just water.
Well, it was in like the mixture, but once you put it in the pan, it was like perfect because I was worried as well because I think I've had pancakes and it was once before.
And it didn't turn out so good?
No, I think my nan made them, so I just assumed it was like magic. But they were actually really nice pancakes and it was just the recipe. Okay. It wasn't my nan's magic.
What did you choose to have on it then?
I had bananas and then either syrup or some sugar or something.
We're pretty similar then because I tend to like banana and peanut butter.
Ooh, banana and like Nutella as well.
Yeah.
It's but good.
From peanut butter, if you put too much on, it's just like stuck at the top of your mouth for like way too long. It's like...
Have you ever done that with like a dog? If you put like peanut butter on the dog. The and they stand for ages going... Like, yeah. It's quite funny.
But then that just happens to me in my pancake. I'm like, I don't know if I've ruined this or not, but it does taste really good.
A lot of my friends yesterday had like frozen berries on theirs. And I was a
still
bit...
Still frozen?
Yeah. And I was a bit unsure, but because like the heat of the pancake heats them up.
Melts it.
Yeah. And they're like, it looked really good. Yeah, it looked amazing. So that I wouldn't have thought to try that.
No, but. Like often I'm having like more savoury ones, so like bacon and syrup or maple syrup. Like I am a fan of that, but I only really have it out. I've never really done it for myself.
Oh, you should.
I should.
You forgot yesterday. Do it on Thursday.
I should. Show play Thursday. Catch up.
Show Wednesday.
But I think the main thing is that I keep messing up like, because it has to be like sort of proper like American style bacon where it's like really crisp and all that, whereas I'm just stuck with like British big rasher, which isn't the same.
No, it's not. I agree. You need to like burn it so that it tastes good. But obviously, don't put bacon on your vegan pancakes because that would be sad. But anyway, so James went out earlier and he asked a few people what they're having on their pancakes.
My favorite cake topping is maple syrup, or I don't know if this is weird, but I like Nutella on my pancakes.
Sugar and lemon.
I like Nutella and strawberries.
I'm not sure. I might have one with berries and one with lemon and sugar.
My go-to pancake topping is Nutella. But if I'm feeling a little bit extra, I will have bacon and maple syrup.
I'm having egg and soldiers.
On my pancakes, I have lemon and sugar. That's my favourite.
Maybe some syrup.
Lemon and sugar. The classic.
Just syrup.
I like homemade granola and strawberries.
This is Demon FM.
This is Demon FM, and that was Little Mix with Shout Out to My Ex. And we chose that one because it was Little Mix, and you mix pancake batter, right?
We have some really like tedious links on this one.
Yeah, and then Shout Out to My Eggs, which you put in pancakes.
It's like the worst of all puns.
We tried. It was a Adele on our last show.
Inspired
the pun,
by Adele.
Yeah, the pun master. She's given us some
inspiration,
and now we're all pun.
We'll be pun professionals by the end of this.
We are. We already are. I don't know what we're on about, Alex. Anyway, as you can hear, James is with us.
But why?
So we mentioned earlier that Scott unfortunately couldn't be with us today.
Oh.
So instead, we've got James with us. So yeah, it's time for
Beam Me Up with Scotty.
Well, I always
Beam Me Up with James.
James.
Ding.
Well, the first one I've got to start off with, it's nice and quiet in the studio because Scott isn't here.
Oh, it's, wow. You don't know it until he's not here. No, you don't know it, do you?
It's just peaceful.
It's peaceful. It's lovely.
Very,
it's
very relaxing.
Isn't it?
It's a nice show today.
Well, hello, Scott, if you're listening.
You better be listening.
This is my audition for taking over your segment.
Oh, Beam Me Up with James.
Beam Me Up with James.
I'm going to make a whole new intro.
All right, I'm from London.
Nailed
Scott.
It.
That's Scott. Football. But, so Beam Me Up with Scotty, what's he going to talk about today? Well, Bake Off started last night again.
I know.
Did you watch it?
I missed it last
night.
Oh,
Jess. I was counting on you.
Should have been perfect
it.
Research for our show.
I know.
They didn't even do pancakes, and it was on pancake day.
But what a joke.
It was good to have the gang back.
I'm going to watch it tonight, I think.
Oh, it was so good. We had, who was on it? John Richardson.
Yeah.
Russell Brand.
Oh, I saw like a clip this morning of like Russell Brand in it, and he looked really funny.
And the best thing about it being on the new channel is that we get a full series of it as well.
Mm.
When it was Comic Relief, you got one-off special and that was it. We got full series this year.
I'm excited.
I'm just powering my way through like loads of old episodes.
Yes!
It's
the best thing
ever. Because it's on Netflix. So like, I'm just like,
It makes me so happy.
It's nice to have it like in the middle of the year as well. We're a few months after it and a few months before it, but we've got a little bit of Prue and Paul to keep us going. Sticking with the TV theme as well, Game of Thrones trailer dropped yesterday.
Oh, don't. I've been re-watching it over and over and just crying because it's going to be over soon. And
I need to play big catch-up.
It's so good. It's so, 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 so good. I'm very excited.
Can I make a confession?
Oh, no. I feel I'm going to hate you after this.
I have never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
But you're just watching the trailer.
No. Well, I knew it would make everyone else beam. I'm stepping into Scott's shoes, and I thought he'd enjoy that.
How to make other people happy as well.
Yeah. Aww. But
you're better at this than Scott.
Aren't I? I'm thinking about everybody that's listening rather than myself. But I've never seen it, but the trailer dropped yesterday. Everyone's very excited. There's a lot of talk about it on Twitter. And obviously it's the last one as well, isn't it?
Yeah, last season ever.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm a bit...
It's been such a staple of TV for like
I know,
the past
and
years.
I've been waiting for April to come along so I can watch it. But now it's here, I'm like, no, let's see the last Harry Potter film. And so no, it's not going to end. Yeah. And I remember, because I am a big saddo, I remember going to see the last Harry Potter film and stood outside the cinema crying because I was about to see the last ever Harry Potter film. And so can you imagine what I'm going to be like this time? Jeez. I was young then. Can you imagine me now?
Oh my God.
I know, it's bad, isn't it? No one wants to be friends with me, and this is why.
Yeah. I can't wait to...
anybody else relate? No?
You. No.
No? No? No.
Do you know what? I've never seen Harry Potter.
Oh.
What the? James! I'm sorry. Oh, my...
I think I've seen up to the last, like, Harry Potter. Like, not in the same way of, like, if I don't watch it, it never ends. Just, like, I just sort of stopped. Yeah. I just got, like, not Half-Blood Prince. What was it? Deathly Hallows. I was just
We were guys. In London on Friday, was it? We were in London, and you just were like, oh my God, the Harry Potter thing that's in London. And there's quite a few people.
The play, yeah.
Cursed Child, was it?
Like, yeah.
You like that?
I'm not a massive fan of it.
Not a massive fan.
Because, you know, they bought the book out, which is the script for the play. And I obviously read that because I follow it all religiously. Not a big fan. Not really that fussed about seeing it. Didn't really like it at all.
Is that because like you were reading it as a script? Like, does it read
no,
well?
I think I was like, oh, it'll be a bit different. So, you know, and I'm quite good with those things. I can imagine it. I can use my mind. but I didn't... Personally, it was like all the characters, the way that... Because it's like in the future, so all of the characters now have kids and just the way that she wrote the characters... Later on, I just didn't really like it. It didn't feel very them.
Did, like, the pairings make sense, or did it feel a bit, like, fanficky?
Yeah, I would say so. And the way that she wrote some of the characters, no spoilers, the nicer characters that I love, she made not very nice. And, yeah, I'm just, yeah.
I've seen the, what's the recent films with Eddie Redmayne in?
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I enjoyed
them. I've only seen the first one so far. I liked the first one because it kind of got me back into one. Like.
I've definitely seen the first one. I'm not sure about
the second
one.
I don't think I've seen the second one. I haven't.
See? So you can't come at me for not...
Yeah, but that's not... It's not the same, is it?
Well, I'm going to leave...
I have a list. I have a note thing on my phone of all of the things that I didn't like about Fantastic Beasts. Because I enjoyed it the first time and then the second time I'm like...
Earlier you said, though, I've got no friends.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't why. You know?
It probably is. I feel like I keep all this very quiet and I'm saying it on a lot of radio.
Yeah, just tell the whole of Leicester.
Okay, there are a lot. I know a lot of people who are the same. You're probably the same with other things.
Maybe.
I think
I'm not
going to
tell the whole of Leicester.
I have no shame. I love what I love. I know what I like. And I'm very passionate about it. And that's okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave Beam Me Up with Scotty now with one last thing, and that is linking to the rest of the show. I am still very full of pancakes and pancake toppings and sugar, and it's just been a great week for me for that. And
what
I'm
going to
a good foodie week.
Oh, I like golden syrup. I like lemon and sugar, classic. I enjoy that, and I just mix it up a bit. I've been to places, savoury pancakes. I've been to places that do savoury pancakes. I'm not a huge fan. But
no, I'm not.
and I just keep thinking about them IHOP pancakes.
Oh, that we had in New York.
I really wish I'd tried that place out.
With me on the Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah. Good.
If I could bring like one thing from America over here, it would be IHOP.
Chick-fil-A.
No,
it'd be Rihanna IHOP. Is with me on the Chick-fil-A.
We have KFC. I feel like they're quite similar.
No, they're not.
They probably come over here and are like, oh my, KFC, that is amazing.
Yeah. They have KFC so over there.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's the same thing. They're probably, they don't think it's that great, whereas IHOP is like a new level.
Yeah.
No, just we don't like have anywhere like that.
Yeah, okay.
Did you eat anything funky in London whilst you were there?
We went to Spaghetti House, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that was nice. We had some nice spaghetti.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Spaghetti. What sort of spaghetti? Just like...
Oh, I had the classic bolognese.
The bolognese.
Yeah, but it was a good bolognese. You had the pomodoro.
Yes, which was very good. I know Rihanna had the carbonara with garlic bread.
That smelled really good, the carbonara.
The garlic bread smelled good.
Very jealous of that one.
It was very nice. And our friend that went with us as well had a big pizza and it was massive.
I kept getting elbowed by him.
Yeah, when he was trying to cut his pizza. It was huge. It was massive. It was good though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Good little day.
Yeah. One last question about the pancakes, James. Did you make your own this year or did you have a mix?
I always make my own.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm quite, you know, I don't want to steal any thunder from Scott's little venture into the Cooking with Rihanna kitchen, but I do like to do a bit of cooking myself.
Yeah, you always tell me. You always send me pictures and you've made a nice meal.
Yes, I enjoy it.
I enjoy it. I enjoy looking at your food while I have the same three meals that I know how to cook on repeat.
Yeah, well, I'll teach you. We'll do lessons. Yeah,
I've been... making a lot of curries recently, so I don't normally make my own curries.
Curry goat, if you weren't a vegetarian,
you can put like tofu or something in instead.
Yeah, I had aubergine curry the other day.
Oh,
which I was
nice.
A bit like, someone made it for me, and it was very nice. Ooh. Very nice.
Yes. Rihanna's chickpea curry from last.
Oh yeah.
Show that
sweet
was
potato
good.
As well. Sweet potato curry the other day.
So many
very
options.
Nice.
Hey, like curry goes with anything, pretty much.
Ooh. I might have a curry tonight.
Do it.
Might do it.
Make a vegan one. Make me proud.
No.
It was worth a shot.
Chicken.
It was worth a shot.
But yeah, that's me. Beat me up with Scotty. Scott won't be back next week. I'll be here.
But the next song we're playing is ABBA, because we play it every single show, some sort of ABBA. But this one we've decided to play is Waterloo.
Why?
Because in the vegan pancake mix, it's a lot of water.
Oh.
Clever, right?
Yeah. Just play it.
Demon FM.
And James is back with us, but not as Scott this time, because
I'm actual James now.
Himself, he is himself now.
He has an interesting fact for us about pancakes and not pancakes.
Well, you see, I do like a Yorkshire pudding with my Sunday roast.
Like most people do.
Yeah,
yes.
Are we in agreement there?
Agreed.
Good. But I'm not as much of a fan of pancakes as I am Yorkshire puddings.
Right.
But get this, they're actually the same thing.
Huh?
They're the same thing.
But one's like...
I mean, they're not.
...hard, and one's...
They're the same thing.
...flat.
It's the same batter.
Same batter?
If you're putting sugar in your pancake batter, don't put that in your Yorkshire pudding. But the basic batter is exactly the same.
Is it just that it's cooked differently then?
I didn't
more
know
like
this.
Fried.
Yeah. I thought it was common knowledge, but the voice of Yorkshire has spoken.
Oh, no, but now you've said it. Yeah,
it
that makes
sense,
but I haven't thought to myself. Do you know what's the same?
So with Yorkshire puddings, you put your little ramekins or your tin in your oven, fill them with oil or fat or whatever, heat that up, and then you drop the batter into it, and then that's why they rise, like they do. But then obviously with pancakes, the name kind of speaks for itself. You're cooking them in a pan.
That makes sense.
I never really thought of it.
Low-key,
like, blown my mind. Which you shouldn't have done.
But it's like, I'm also sitting there like, wow, I should have like just known that, like put that together.
Why? You do know it, don't you? I just don't think I think
about it.
Yeah, these things.
Maybe it's something we discuss a lot in up in Yorkshire.
Yeah, maybe it's just...
Maybe we've got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly because I don't make Yorkshire puddings, I just buy them.
You see,
my dad makes his own Yorkshire puddings.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen them. I've seen him make them. And then obviously yesterday I was making pancakes, but I wonder
if your vegan mix would work for Yorkshire puddings.
Do you know what we have to try tonight with all of our spare ingredients that we were talking about earlier?
Give it a go.
Give it a whirl.
Never know until you try it.
Yeah. Might be amazing.
Have a vegan Sunday roast on Tuesdays. Sounds good.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the vegans, you know, just you never do anything normal, so.
Just like to be different.
So Tuesday roast, yeah, why not?
Yesterday I was at a friend's house and their flatmate was like, oh, I'll make everyone a cup of tea.
Yes, I like them.
And my automatic reaction was to go, oh no, it's okay. Because they have like milk and obviously I don't have milk. And then my friend was like, no, no, you do want a cup of tea. She just has it with soy milk. Put some in the fridge, put soy milk on it instead. And then I felt really guilty and bad because this random stranger had to like make me a weird cup of tea.
Use the special milk.
Yeah, and then I look weird. Because I'm like,
do you know?
Because everyone else has to have like has like a normal cup of tea. If you're making a group of people a cup of tea, it's easy, isn't it?
Would you drink black tea
or
though?
Or green teas?
And yeah, green tea's all right, but I wouldn't drink like normal tea like without milk.
Okay,
I have
so you
before,
can't
but
even do that.
It's way too bitter. It tastes dry if you have like, a black tea on it.
Really
like Yorkshire tea just without milk. It tastes dry, which is really weird.
It is weird.
It's delicious.
I would drink it, but like I'd rather just not have one.
Fair enough.
If someone makes it and then I'm like, wait, do you have any soy milk? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. I'll just drink it anyway. But again, that's mainly out of guilt because I don't want to be weird.
Yeah, but you...
I'm worried I'm being judged.
Yeah. No, no one... Well, I don't know.
I've
my backup, like
you
just green tea.
Rip into me about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but if I was a stranger,
that's why I'm looking at
you. I'm different now. But yeah, of course.
Mm. I'm now turning into one of those people as well. When I go to coffee shops, I'll be like with soy milk, and then I stand there and like make sure they put soy milk in it.
I've been for a coffee multiple times with you, Jess, and you say what milk you want about 10 times
because I'm worried. Because I say with soy milk, and then I'm like, they're like, look at me sometimes, like. Yeah, with milk, yeah, we know. And I'm worried. I think it's because I read this thing on Twitter once where someone was like, yeah, I work at a coffee shop, and if someone asks for non-milk milk, I just put normal milk in.
Wow, that's really bad.
I know, because they were like, yeah, I hate vegans, blah, blah, blah. I was like, but people
allergies.
Have allergies. Yeah, I was like, you could kill someone by doing that.
That's funny. As long as no one's harmed, it's quite funny.
It's not funny. It's people's okay, life.
Not
okay. It's so bad. And I think that's just made me really paranoid now that... someone's going to spike my
coffee.
So you've
got to really pester them to make sure.
And it comes across that I'm just really annoying, but I'm just being paranoid, which is annoying in fairness. I should trust more baristas.
Yes.
I'm going to trust them now.
Speaking of...
trusting baristas.
Speaking of trust issues, what would you say if I said to you that I like sweet Yorkshire puddings?
You said they're the same thing as pancakes like in mixture, so I guess at this point, yeah, sure.
So if I had a Yorkshire pudding and I'd made too many for my roast.
Oh no, what are you going to do?
So, and then I get my leftover Yorkshire pudding, put a spoonful of strawberry jam and a scoop of ice cream.
That sounds really good.
It's delicious.
It sounds really good.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, now that it's confirmed that they are just pancakes in a different shape, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, do what you want.
Delicious.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The only thing you're missing in the pancake batter for Yorkshire puddings is the sugar, and I guess there's a little bit of salt, but...
You can add that yourself.
The jam and the ice cream just outweighs it, and it's just... And it's, like, crunchy.
Oh, I guess you have, like, those, like, You can have bowls made out of, like, churros and stuff, with, like, cinnamon.
Exactly.
It's, like, the same thing, isn't it? It's just not got...
Oh, I saw there was a nice ice cream that I saw. It was like 99 ice cream, and then it had a marshmallow on it, and a graham cracker, and a cube of chocolate, and then it had a churro stuck into it, and it had toasted marshmallow coated the churro, and it was like a churro s'more combo.
I think I'd have like one bite and want to be sick.
Yeah,
though.
That's too.
It wasn't
much
huge.
Sugar.
It was
okay.
Like
okay,
miniature.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Because
I look at stuff and I'm like, yes, I want to eat that. And then I'll make it and I have one bite and I'm like, I feel sick.
It's drizzled with chocolate sauce as well.
I need to go for an ice cream or like something like that. Or what's the other Italian one? Where it's like ice cream,
gelato.
But not gelato.
Gelato's alright because it's not as like heavy.
Yeah. I can't wait for summer. I love ice cream vans and like, I just like that whole idea. I bet it's not long until ice cream vans start serving vegan ice cream.
Yeah, in fairness, me and my flatmates a box of vegan cornetto style ice creams.
They're nice.
And they were so good. Like amazing. They were so good. They're just from supermarket as well.
I have been surprised by vegan ice cream. I've had vegan ice cream before and like I really liked it. It was just vanilla flavour.
You just can't tell.
No, it was like the texture was different, but it was kind of nicer.
Really? Mine, I would say it was like exactly the same.
It was like, it was a bit like, not squishier, but like not as hard. And
oh yeah, actually, I'd
perfect. See the best bit of ice cream.
I prefer that though, because it's just like slightly melted.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, but not like to the point where it's like dripping. It was like perfect.
See, the best bit of ice cream, if it's in a bowl, for me, is the melted bit at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I tend to have like affogato, which is like when you have coffee on top, like espresso, and like that melts it like kind of quick.
Yeah, and with like, amaretti biscuits as well. Oh.
When I used to work at the pub, we used to have that for puddings because it was like an easy one to make, so the kitchen didn't want to kill us when we took orders for desserts. And they every time I took one out, I'd be like smelling it smells so good, and I'd be like, please, can I have one?
See, I don't.
They'd always say no.
Don't drink coffee, but that is my go-to dessert. I like nothing coffee-flavoured. I just don't like a cup of coffee.
I don't like coffee at all, but recently I've been okay with it. I've decided I only like really, really sweet coffee. I think it's like the bitterness that I don't like.
Mm. You see, whenever I'm going for a hot drink, obviously you all know me by now, I just go for tea anyway, so I'm not really bothered about not liking coffee.
Oh, but yeah, I'm the same. I'm definitely a tea person, but at the same time, It was
I'm
nice getting
to have
used
a bit
to it.
Of a change.
Yeah,
it really
often.
Just depends what I'm doing. Like, I'll happily have like shots of espresso. Like, if I'm like, cool, let's go, I need coffee. But I'll also just happily like spend all day drinking just like filter coffees.
Mm. You drink a lot of coffee, actually.
A lot. But like, I don't know if like espresso like even like wake me up anymore at this point because I drink so much.
I know someone who literally like relies on it. They have like 6 cups of coffee a day, and if they don't have their coffee, they're like starting to shake. It's like, it's so bad.
If I don't drink it, I'm like fine. Like, okay, I haven't had coffee this day. That's fine.
Really?
But like, I drink like a lot sometimes. I'm just like, yeah, I just like the taste.
That's so strange.
It's great.
Like, at least you're not like caffeine dependent.
Yeah, I don't get the shakes or anything. Yeah. Which
there was
is nice.
A good program on the other week, and it was about celebrities eating fast food, and they all became dependent after like 2 weeks.
Really?
It was so interesting. So really interesting.
That sounds really interesting. Yeah. That would make me feel bad though. Mm. Never eat fast food again.
They were eating it like 3 times a day.
Oh, that must have been expensive.
Yeah. Well, I think the TV paid for it.
Yeah, but still.
The TV.
The TV paid for it. But anyway, should we play our last song?
Go for it.
Okay.
What is it?
What's the link with this one?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, James. So the last song that we will be playing is Rise by Jonas Blue.
Okay.
Because pancakes... Rise, bacon.
The and Yorkshire
American
puddings.
Ones, yeah.
And Yorkshire puddings, yeah. That was the intended thing, yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Just play the song.
Okay.